Hey everyone, welcome back to Should I Cut Bangs? I'm so happy you guys are here. I'm so excited for this week's episode. Doing these episodes every other week has been really interesting because as like the 2 weeks go on or whatever time length, I always feel like, oh my gosh, it's been forever. There's so much to talk about. And then I'm like, you know, just making little bullet point notes. And then I look at it when I go to sit down and record and I'm just like, that's literally like nothing. I feel like this year for me has been very laid back and just trying to have a slow start in a really good way, just very intentional, which was something that I talked about when I was talking about the new year, goals, intentions, whatever. And it's so weird to say like, oh, what are your intentions for the year? Oh, to be intentional. But I think it's really important for everyone to be intentional, but for myself, because I feel like 2023, I kind of just like detached from myself and was a little bit in that like fight or flight survival mode thing. So this year I'm just being very in tune with myself and what I need. And apparently a lot of that is just being laid back and just trying to take one step at a time. And with those one steps at a time, being very thoughtful and intentional with each and every one. So what have I been up to the last few weeks? Nothing. I've been going to the gym as not as much as I can in an excessive way, but when I can, when I'm feeling it, I've been at the gym. I go to the chiropractor a few times a week, minimum 2 times a week, and I've been struggling with some pain in different areas and have come to find out that I have a lot more serious problems in some extremely important joints than I even thought that I knew. So going to the gym has been a lot more, what are the words I'm looking for? Like, I wouldn't say unpleasant, but a lot more boring than I ever wanted it to be. I used to do a lot more like lifting and training in that kind of a way. And now I am back to like cardio aerobics and it is so freaking boring. But then I'm so sore because I can barely walk apparently. And I can barely move my arms apparently. And I'm really not supposed to be lifting anything because of my wrists. So yeah, I have been going to the gym as much as I can, but I have to take it very, very, very easy. So that's my little update as far as the gym goes, if anyone cares. It's one of those things where I just have to, again, be in tune with myself, be intentional with what I'm doing, and I can't push myself because then I'm going to have a extremely serious problem where I actually can't walk, I actually can't move my arms, or I actually can't use my hands at all, and that would be an even bigger problem. So as upsetting as it is to not be able to do the things that I want to do at the gym, I know that if I take it easy right now, then it'll be worth it and I will be able to get to that place. Josh and I started watching Fargo. I think he had watched season 1 and then I was like, I think I maybe wanted to watch that. And he's like, oh, well, it's an anthology, so you can start season 2. Well, I'm really glad I started season 2 because I'm obsessed with Patrick Wilson. And I think everybody's obsessed with him because the more people that I talk to, they're like, I don't know what it is about him, but like, I'm in love with him, like in every possible like way, shape and form. And I'm like, same, like there's just something about him that like, I love him. Like, I'm in love with that man. And it's funny because, like, he's usually playing, I mean, I guess in The Conjuring, he's not, like, a scary person. But then in Insidious, he's, like, kind of scary sometimes where, like, he turns into a scary person. Anyway, I love him. If you love Patrick Wilson, at least watch season 2 of Fargo. And then we just started season 3. I really liked season 2, so, and season 3 so far is really good too. So that's kind of what we've been doing, is like watching Fargo here and there. I've been watching Vanderpump and That's, of course, boring after everything last season, but, you know, we're all feeling the same way about that. And the other thing I've been up to the past few days is finding new, like, meals and new recipes for Josh and I. We usually just, like, recycle the same three meals that we make at home. I personally could just, like, eat the same two things for, like, the next 5 years, and then I'll get sick of it. And Josh is a little more, he gets sick of things quicker. So I spent probably, I don't know, like 4 hours on Pinterest yesterday, like curating and finding meals that are like, okay, something that I'm not allergic to, something that he also likes, something that isn't going to, I don't know, take 100 years to make, something that would be good for only 2 people, or maybe just have like one leftover meal because Kaylee doesn't like leftovers, and something that's, you know, we have most of the ingredients usually, or something that's not going to be difficult to purchase those items, or is like 5 items or 3 items and some spices or sauce or something. Anyway, it took me like half a day yesterday to boil it down to 8 meals. And I'm like, okay, this actually feels like it would fit into our rotation really well. They're easy meals in a good way, and we can just toss them in and pick and choose what we want to like grocery shop for that week and what we want to add into like our current rotation. That is also what I've been up to, and I need to grocery shop like today or tomorrow, so wish me luck. And also on top of that, I usually always link the recipe, like I'll post it on my personal page. So I usually always link recipes on there. So if anybody's ever interested or looking for new meals that are not difficult, it's usually like chicken or turkey based as far as meat goes. Sometimes fish. If we do fish, we eat salmon. So yeah, all of that's usually linked on my personal Instagram. If you need recipes, go look over there. That also leads me into my current love for the week, which is Pinterest. We all have Pinterest. We all love Pinterest. Also, if you don't, I don't know why you don't have it or what you're doing. I'm trying to think of when Pinterest came out, like what year. I'm so grateful for Pinterest because it is a lifesaver. I've been on a Pinterest grind. Okay, besides for the past like 100 years, but like I've been on a Pinterest grind for probably like the last month, maybe since the beginning of the year, but really, really heavy for like the last month. I feel like it's really, really improving my life in a good way. Yeah, improving in a good way, of course. Pinterest is 100% my current love, and I personally have like, I would say probably half of my boards are secret boards, half my boards are public boards, and I am so grateful for secret boards. It's not like I'm hiding anything or I'm like posting anything that's inappropriate, because also you're not allowed to do that. Not that I would know. Not that I tried anything. It's like maybe sometimes I just want to post something where it's like nobody needs to know like my dreams and my, I don't know, my inspiration of my business life or my inspiration of what I want my home to look like. Or maybe I'm like trying to come up with an idea for like inspiration for my new cover art for the podcast. And it's like, I want to pin ideas. No one needs to know about that. That doesn't need to be public information. Or maybe I'm buying a home and I want to renovate it and I just want to keep it secret. And it's nice because you can like collab with people on that. Or like when I was planning my wedding, I'm like, nobody needs to see all the things I'm planning for my wedding. And it's not a secret because everyone's going to see it eventually, but I also don't need anybody's input. I don't need anybody to see this. So yeah, it's not like it's secret stuff, but it's just my own stuff that nobody needs to see. Anyway, I love Pinterest. I think it's a great, beautiful, amazing option for everybody in the world that has life and wants to find things and better their life. And I think it's cool and great. But I did use Pinterest to find all of the recipes for these new meals that Josh and I are going to make. And when I tell you, I went through like 100 recipes and I now have 8. And I like read all of the recipes. That's why it took so long. It was crazy. Anyway, that is my current love this week. And it's probably going to be my current love. I mean, it has been forever, but let's be real. It'll probably pop up like every once in a while for the remainder of forever. All right, so today we are talking about advice. Advice is such a touchy subject for me. I don't know exactly why it is. Sometimes I feel like it's one of those things where people try to just like push something on you. And I don't feel like I'm one of those people, or I feel like sometimes I can be. But I don't feel like I was one of those people, like one of those kids that was very like, I'm going to do it my way, or I'm not going to listen to you. I don't think that I was a kid that was like so stubborn. I know that I can be stubborn, but like as an adult, not even just today, like the last 10 plus years of my life, I'm very aware that I don't know everything. I very much so do enjoy listening to other people's perspectives and hearing what everybody has to say and trying to figure things out and like working through things. I think where my personal problem has lied with advice is that most of the time in my life, it has come extremely unsolicited. I've usually had to weed through it and just like put blinders on to a lot of advice that has come my way. I feel like myself personally, I've experienced a lot of people in my life who have felt like because they're an adult or because they're older than me, they think they know better and they think they know what's best for me. So they just have to tell me what to do and stuff like that. So I feel like since I've gotten older, I've been able to decipher a lot of what is best for me and how to take advice and how to, you know, figure out what is unsolicited. And even if it is unsolicited, that doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. And that just means that that person is unaware of, you know, the situation, or that maybe it was inappropriate to say that. And that's on that person. That's not on me. That just took a lot of learning and growth on my part. And that's not like that person saying something or giving something unsolicited has nothing to do with me. That was just me trying to figure out what advice means and what it is, you know, how to internalize it or not internalize it. And at the end of the day, just figuring out what's most important for yourself personally. Still to this day, I feel like I'm very, I wouldn't say the word skeptical anymore, but I'm very, very aware of who I ask advice from. I'm not gonna ask advice from somebody who isn't like experienced in the thing that I'm asking advice on. Like, why would you go to a doctor who's never painted a house before and ask them how to paint a house? Like, it doesn't make sense to ask people advice when they don't have experience in the thing that you're asking advice on. And so I feel like I've done that a lot in the past when I didn't realize, oh, I'm asking a doctor how to paint a house. Like, that doesn't make sense. Also, where did I come up with the doctor and the painting the house? I literally have no idea what that is. But thinking through, like, why am I asking this person advice on this? This doesn't make sense. On top of that, I personally usually like 95% of the time feel extremely self-conscious giving advice. 95% of the time is pretty high. Maybe like 80% of the time, I feel pretty self-conscious giving advice. I've lived a lot of lives in my very short 30 years. Sometimes I forget the things that I've done or that I've gone through or experienced. until somebody asks me something like, oh, like, have you ever done this? Or, oh, like, have you ever experienced this? And I'm just like, holy shit, I have. I forgot about that. And then I do have something to bring to the table or something to offer or, you know, something to like relate on with this person. And there are times where I don't have anything to bring and I'm just like, which is fine because I'm not going to offer advice and I'm not going to bring or give advice to something that I don't know anything about. I personally would rather say like, oh, I really don't know anything about that. I would rather do that than give them bad advice or just say something like half-assed. Like, I feel like that saying like, I really don't know anything about that, or oh, I don't have any experience in that, like, I'm sorry you're going through that, or like, good luck with that, or whatever it is, than try and, you know, finagle something. So I feel like I'm just like, have always gone through like these phases of trying to figure out what's best for me. It's just an ever-evolving thing, and sometimes you just have to like learn through it, because asking the wrong person or maybe giving somebody bad advice or, you know, taking advice to, you know, taking something personally when somebody gives you bad advice or somebody gives you unsolicited advice and really it has nothing to do with you anyway. So that's kind of like the general idea of how I feel about advice based on my experiences and my growth in the past almost 30 years of being alive, and it's been a freaking roller coaster to say the least. Sometimes I feel like part of the reason I'm kind of like turned off from advice is because I've had to figure out so many things by myself. And like, not that I'm perfect or not that everything I've done by myself or figured out by myself has turned out to be the most perfect thing. I've just figured this out on my own and it's been perfectly fine. So what is your advice going to do for me? And so I kind of just like brush off people's advice that they just like give to me instead of when I ask for it. Like, I didn't ask for your advice. I'm perfectly fine doing this on my own. That's kind of like the attitude that I've always had toward people just like offering me something. And when I ask for it, I'll ask for it. I feel like that's not the best way to go about it. So I'm not that's not advice. That is not me giving advice to anybody. Like, don't do that. Go to therapy. That's my advice. But that's my experience. And I think that's a huge reason why I'm turned off from people just offering something, is because I've always just figured it out on my own and I've been perfectly fine. So I thought that was like an interesting thing. So I came up with a handful of things that are like advice. I take them as advice, or I took them as advice, and I heard them a lot over time. And I don't know if they were ever really like advice or just something that someone said. I don't ever remember, honestly, if it was like things that were said to me, if I heard them, you know, casually in a conversation or in a movie or a book or a podcast or whatever. I honestly, at this point, cannot remember where I've ever heard any of these things. But in my opinion, I have taken all of these things to heart and would give them to somebody as advice, because they have completely shifted my entire view on life. They have completely shifted my perspective on everything. And they have changed my life in extremely positive ways that I think that it's something that everybody needs to hear. Okay, so the first one, I kind of don't have perfect quote advices for these. So this is just my thoughts spilled on paper. I'm going to really, really, really hope that all of this makes sense. Also, these are all going to be posted on Instagram for you guys to all come back to, and we can chat about it on Instagram. So here we go. Please make sense. All right. So the first one, don't take or seek advice from people or places who don't. Okay, this always sounds bad. Who don't know more than you. So this kind of reminds me of that quote of like, you don't want to be the smartest person in the room. Okay, so how to explain this? All right, so if you are starting a new business, I feel like I got this explained to me when I was, not when I was just starting my lash business. I feel like I heard it at like a cocktail party or something, like some sort of lash gathering. I feel like somebody said this. Like if you are 1 year into owning a business, like a lash extension business, because that's what I currently own. If you're 1 year into owning your business, you're surrounded by people that have owned businesses for 5, 8, 10 years in the same industry as you. Would you seek advice from somebody who's also owned a business for 1 year? Or would you seek advice from somebody who's owned a business for 6 years? Or would you put yourself in the room, or even if you are physically in the same room, would you put yourself in the room with people who have owned their businesses for 5, 8, 10 years and seek advice from those people? They know more, they've experienced more. And it's not that those people that are equal to you aren't smart or don't have anything to offer ever, but why would you seek advice from yourself? They haven't experienced what those other people have experienced. Those other people who are further along can offer you more advice in that, you know, business experience. And so when I heard that, I was like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. And it's not to like shit on the people who are equal to you. And it's not anything against the people who are in that same exact like equal level, like literally like level. And it's like, we can all relate. We can all have this same experience together. And there's literally nothing wrong with these people who are on the same level. And there's nothing wrong with the people who are on a level below you, because they're going to come to you for the things that they're going to be experiencing in that exact place that they're in. But like, you can't get any advice of like how to further yourself and how to level up from people who are in your same exact position, because they don't know. They have no idea. They haven't done it yet. Anyway, that's one of my most favorite pieces of advice ever. And I feel like it's difficult to talk about, because when it's just said and not explained, I feel like it sounds really, really harsh, because you do need to surround yourself with people who are equal to you and on that level. I don't like the word equal. I don't want to say that anymore. Like, you do need to surround yourself with people who are like on that same level and in that same exact place, because there's nothing wrong with where you're at. You're in the same place. Why would there be anything wrong with you? But it's like, you also need to surround yourself with people who are further along, because you would need advice and you do need help and you do need to like network and collaborate and like whatever you want to call it. But like, you do need to like expand your horizons and your knowledge in that kind of a way. Anyway, that was a way longer explanation, but I just feel like it kind of needed it, because I don't think you shouldn't be around people who are on that same, in that same experience at the same time as you. I just think it's different. All right, so this next one is a personal favorite, and it's actually advice that I feel like I'm pretty qualified to give. So this advice is some of my favorite, and I feel like I'm actually pretty qualified to give it. And not only that, it's probably the one that I give the most. Don't forget that you are always who you have at the end of the day. I'm not a mom, so I'm assuming that when you're a mom, it's also like you and your kids, but you are your number one. You are all you have. So at the end of the day, it's just you. I don't know if it's because like I've been lying awake at night or like haven't been sleeping well, or I've been waking up before Josh lately, but it's like, I am all that I have. I'm laying here awake. Josh is asleep. I wake up before him, and like, he can't take care of me right now. I mean, if I woke him up, that's fine. But it's like, I'm taking care of myself. I'm making every decision for myself. And I know that sounds insane to be like a 30-year-old woman thinking about that. And like, I've lived on my own, you know, on and off lived on my own. And I know how to take care of myself and I know how to do everything on my own. Like, I thrive living on my own. But like, I think a lot of times we forget that at the end of the day, you're just one human being. You are yourself. Like, you have to make all of your decisions on your own. And it's actually more difficult when you involve another human. I was talking to two different people recently who are single girls in their early 20s. I was telling them both this same advice where I'm like, you literally only have you. You just need to figure all of this out for yourself because it's not going to get any easier. But like, what do you want to do? What do you enjoy doing? Go figure it out for yourself before you even think about involving another person in any way, shape, or form. Get yourself to 100%, and that doesn't mean that you're perfect, you feel 100%, any of those things, but like, decide all of the things that you enjoy doing, enjoy being alone with yourself, and figure all that stuff out for yourself, and know that you are your number one priority, because you're not anybody else's number one priority. You only have yourself. And that's not the whole stupid advice of like, nobody's going to love you until you love yourself. That's not what I mean, because I don't agree with that. I just mean get aligned with yourself and, you know, align your life the way that you want it to be aligned. And then somebody else will come in who has their life aligned. If not, it's going to be two chaoses and it's just going to be the worst chaos ever. Also, this doesn't mean that you can't realign or be aligned with yourself when you're in a relationship, when you're married, when you have kids, when you have other priorities. You still can and need to focus on yourself when you do have all of these other things going on in your life. You still are a priority in your life. It's just different because you still do have other priorities. Josh is a priority in my life. When you're a mom, your children are a priority in your life, or at least they, all of these other things should be, but you are still number one. Like, if you aren't taking care of yourself, how are you going to be able to care for your children if you are unhealthy in any sort of fashion? So that's just something to keep in mind. Be curious. Ask questions. Keep learning. Read books. Grow your mind. Keep expanding your literal brain. Maybe not literal, I don't know. So I feel like this is where Pinterest comes into play. Maybe, maybe not. Asking questions is something that I have always been self-conscious of. I'm not a good student when it comes to traditional school. I'm a very, very, very hands-on learner. I struggle with like listening and focusing when it's just somebody talking at me. And so I do have to ask questions. I like when other people would ask questions because one person's voice just talking at me doesn't do it for me. Reading books and, you know, learning in those ways, I feel like is so important. Being curious, listening to podcasts. Why wouldn't anyone want to keep learning? And we have so much free education literally at our fingertips. Like for myself, I think I was talking about this in like my New Year episode. I really, really, really want to and need to learn how to cook. I never experienced cooking like growing up. I've never learned to cook because I just went from not really having that in my home growing up and then being in college. And so then I was in school just eating whatever. And then back home, what happened after college? Oh yeah, just working so much. Oh my gosh, working so much, eating whatever. And that went on forever. Yeah. Anyway, now I'm here. and I don't know how to cook. So I feel like learning and expanding in any way possible, reading any kind of book, honestly, but like I'll just be having a casual conversation with Josh and he'll just like say a word and I'm like, I literally, and it's like the word that like changes the flow of the conversation, or he's like the descriptive word or anything like that, and I'm just like, I don't know what that means, so I have no idea what you just said. Like, I actually don't know what that word means. And I feel more comfortable saying that to Josh, where I'm just like, bro, I don't know what you just said. Like, can you just say a normal word instead of like the world's biggest word? So yeah, like asking questions and trying to get comfortable asking questions, I don't know. And the last one, I feel like this one is very difficult and I don't have advice for people who have children. Again, that one is a foreign subject to myself, but don't lose yourself. Also, way easier said than done. So again, sorry that this sounds like a terrible, terrible piece of advice. Things are always going to happen in life that are just going to throw a freaking wrench into your entire life. It sucks. It sucks so much. I've said it a million times and I'm trying not to say it all the time, but like when I tell you last year threw 1,000 wrenches at me, it just was like, okay, like what am I supposed to do? Because I like, oh, I wanted to turn right, but then I had to turn left. And then it was like, well, you weren't supposed to turn left. And I'm like, okay, I'll flip a U-turn. And it's like, nope, a U-turn was wrong. And I'm like, okay, so I'll just keep going straight. And it's like, no, 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 no. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do? I need some sort of guidance because anything that I'm trying to do on my own is incorrect. I feel like that kind of goes hand in hand with like remembering that you are your priority and just trying to focus on yourself. And I feel like when you do kind of get lost or when things happen that are out of your control and you just want to try to turn around and focus on yourself, just going back to the basics. Like, okay, well, this is what I can focus on is myself. And personally, I don't know. I feel like my best comparison is last year because it was so recent, even though it was terrifying and awful. I feel like even when I personally tried to do that last year, like, okay, well, I'm just going to focus on myself. I feel like that didn't even really happen that well. But I feel like this year is my year of recouping and focusing on myself. And so that's able to happen. I'm able to, like I was saying earlier, like be intentional and focus on myself and slow down and not worry about any surroundings and not letting any of those surroundings like penetrate what I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to focus on, which is myself and like my home and like what's going on inside of my home. Like, I don't really care what's going on outside. Like, that's not my problem. A lot easier said than done. Don't lose yourself. But again, like, stuff's always going to happen. And like, we really can't control everything. And even when you do try to not control it, sometimes it controls you. Like I was saying earlier, I feel like I heard these things a lot, but I maybe didn't take them as advice or heard them as advice all the time. But when I started like using them as practices, intentionally or maybe sometimes unintentionally, but when I started intentionally using them in my life and I still intentionally use them in my life, I saw so many positive changes and I still continue to see all these positive changes in my life. And I am so grateful for these little things and like so many other things. These were the first like handful of things that came to mind for me. So those were the ones that I wanted to share because they're my favorite. All right. So I asked you guys on stories to write in your advice that you guys live by. So let's see what you guys had to say. All right. So we have continue educating yourself. Same. It's such a good one. Choose your friends wisely. Agree. learn to be alone and enjoy that time alone. I love alone time. I 100% agree with this. When I was telling you guys about like you being your number one priority and stuff like that was one of the things, like being alone and like being mindful of that time alone and stuff like that. So I 100% agree with that. Oh, I love this. Imagine you're 80 years old and got a chance to come back to this moment. How would you treat it? I absolutely love that. And I've never thought of anything like that. I feel like that's something that would help me personally be more present in like the moment and more mindful in the moment. That's something that I always struggle with. So I really love that. This one's funny and I do agree with it. Maddie Murphy from The Bad Broadcast, she was talking about this recently too, is do go to bed angry. I completely agree. Obviously, there's like, you know, different forms of like going to bed angry. But like, I cannot fathom just like staying up all night and like arguing over something that's like insanely dumb. Because also, by the time you wake up in the morning, you're going to realize how stupid all of it was. So I agree with that completely. Be yourself and you'll attract what's right for you. So like if you're applying for a job or dating, why pretend to be something you're not? Yeah, I completely agree. Like if, cause like, let's say you are on a dating app or you're applying for a job or something and you are lying about something on the dating app or something in your resume. And then they hire you, or then that person wants to date you, and then you have to put on this like fake persona the entire time. And then what? And then you're like, just kidding, I lied about this thing. But like, if you're literally just yourself, then you'll attract what is for you personally. I feel like I've talked about this before when Josh and I were dating, how him and I both, we met on a dating app and without even knowing it, both of us were just like, okay, we're just going to be ourselves. Me personally, I wasn't planning on like dating anybody or anything like that. I was just on there for fun. So what did I have to lose? I wasn't planning on dating anybody, but I also wasn't being like an idiot. I was literally just being myself, talking to other people. And he was just being himself because he's like, why wouldn't I just be myself? And that's how we met, just being ourselves. So I feel like that makes so much sense. So I just wanted to say that like I'm not an expert at anything that I shared in this episode. I'm not trying to tell anybody how to live their lives or offer anybody advice on like any specific thing going on in your life. I'm not perfect. I'm not doing everything perfect in my life. You guys know that. But I have experienced a lot of things and I have put all of these practices into play in my life and am currently always practicing these things in my life, and they have positively impacted my life. And the one thing that I think is the most important is how extremely personal it all is. So you guys can take all of these things that were shared, put them into play in your life, and they could just be the worst thing for you. And that's perfectly okay. I think that taking advice is so personal and giving advice is so personal. I just think that it's how we interpret it and how we put it into play in our lives, or if we hear it and it goes in one ear and out the other because immediately we knew it wasn't for us. So I just wanted to share that because I think it's really important that we know what is best for ourselves personally. Each and every one of us is so different. So just remember that moving forward, that some things are going to work for us and some things aren't. And that's always a good thing that we are all different. So I keep forgetting to share some listener highs. And guess what? I remembered. So here we go. Also, I do want to disclaim that these are all always going to be anonymous. Of course, I can see who it is, but I'm never going to share your guys' usernames on the podcast because... But I'm never going to share your guys' usernames on the podcast. I do need to say that I'm super jealous of people getting their nails done. Getting new nails, yeah, super jealous. Almost done planning our family trip to Poland in March. I cannot wait to see those photos. That sounds amazing. Okay, two of you guys in the same week getting approved for a new car loan and buying a new car. Okay, this is cute. Buying a new car. It's a Subaru, so it's a very important on my gay journey. That's adorable. Getting a cat. My partner and I's first time cat moms, and we named her Murphy. That is the cutest cat name. I cannot wait to see her. Finally getting this Instagram page started. If you're listening and you want me to share your Instagram, let me know. I will share it for you. And the last one is finished a sewing project this week. And my high this week is that I've been really, really enjoying my quiet mornings alone. As you guys know, I've been waking up a few hours, at least like an hour and a half or 2 hours before Josh does in the mornings. And it's been really, really, really nice and quiet. And like sometimes I'll wake up before the sun comes up. And so I'll like open the windows and have the sun shining through, like the sunrise will come through the windows, and it's just like so quiet and peaceful. And then I usually listen to a podcast in the morning, but I'll just have it like quiet for like 30 to 45 minutes before I start a podcast because I just like want that peaceful, quiet energy before I have like Giggly Squad or something on. Like I just need the quiet so that I can wake up with the sun type of vibe, you know. So I've really been enjoying those. Also in the mornings when it's like that quiet energy is usually when I'm scrolling Pinterest, which I feel like is kind of a vibe. So that's my high. And my low is my joint pain that is preventing me from doing the workouts that I want to do. But, you know, we're grateful for heat and ice and muscle stim and elevation and all of the things that are trying to heal me. But, you know, it is what it is. And I'm doing the best that I can to try and get better. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. It's like, oh, don't walk if you have this thing wrong with your knee. And I'm like, don't walk? They're like, you need complete rest. I'm like, so I should just like not leave my house, not get out of bed. Like what? And meanwhile, I'm at the gym. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Not go to the gym? Okay. I mean, now I'm just being a brat. Anyway, so wish me luck with my joints. Like how old am I? Does turning 30 like actually deteriorate you? Like what is going on? Ugh. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in this week. I truly, truly, truly appreciate each and every one of you. It means so much to me for you guys to be tuning in each week. You guys can follow along on Instagram at shouldicutbangs.podcast. I will have that linked in the show notes. On Instagram, you will be able to find more content from today's episode, along with how to submit your weekly highs for future episodes. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a thing. You can listen anywhere podcasts can be found, such as Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I absolutely love hearing from you guys, so I would love a rating and review on Spotify or Apple as well. If you guys wouldn't mind taking a moment and leaving a review, that would be amazing. And I will see you guys in 2 weeks for a new episode.